Begin the current daf, mesep the sukkah daf, lamed, begin on the base, begin to taste master, begin with the gemara, but karka ain't in exiles, and land is not stolen. Kalima, what does that mean to say? And the kanuya legazlin, it just means to say that it's not acquired by the robber, bishom yish, with any type of the only giving up hope. The loyim hibachesk is violent because it always remains in the possession of its owners. Mikroi nafkil magrez labasu, we're learning from sukkim, we'll be coming up with a time in the base. Because the first program is like Rashi explains, the logic is with Rashi. Because the Yush Moil Bakarka, because if you would think to say that Yush is affected by Karka and the Gazan would be able to be cleaned up with Yush, in other words, Rashi saying that there is no halacha of Yush. Because if you're gonna say that Karka is not an exelus, but if you would think to say but that Yush would be effective, then now, what would make the difference if you're saying that land cannot be stolen? Well, what do you mean? Either way you look at it, it's before Yush, and therefore the Gazan's not claiming it. So if Allah is an exelus, they're claiming that even if land would be able to be stolen, they wouldn't acquire it, because even by Metatlin, you're not claiming without Yush. And if it's talking about after Yush, well, how are you claiming Yush? Then you're claiming Yush. So then, the one who is detaching is not going to be considered Gazan. So obviously from here you see that if we say the Karak is not an exilus, it means to say that even with Yish is not kind of, like Rashi says, when we say land's not stolen, it means to say because Yish is not affected by Karak. And so it's the Chimachish, B'Shemayt, and Gabi Plukit, and Rebelez, and Rebelez, so too, it's obvious from the Sugya, Rebelez, and Rebelez, and Rebelez, and Rebelez, and Rebelez, and Rebelez, this Machlik is regarding a stolen Sukkah. You kicked somebody out of the Sukkah, and you're sitting there. The machleik is if you ate in such a sukkah. Mashud Abban, Rabban said it's kosher, Mishum dekarka in exelus, because land cannot be stolen. And therefore, Babylus of Gushul, essentially, it's a borrowed sukkah, not stolen, because you can't steal land. But Musi dechabas of sukkah, Sushkhande, and they hold a person can fill the sukkah in someone else's sukkah, even though it's not his own. And therefore, you ate. Now, says the hash, now, E, lefne yish, we're talking about before yish, fill metatle in exelum, where even Mubayim's are not quote unquote stolen without Yish. And about Lach Yish, obviously, we're talking about after Yish. And therefore, by Metatlin, since you would be kind with Yish, so it would be considered as Sukkah Gzula. Whereas by land is not stolen, so the Gazan does not acquire it, so it's considered like a borrowed Sukkah. So again, from here you see that if we say Karkaid and Exelus, it's even with Yish Bailim, and that it's not acquired by the Gazan. Which Taisa says, no, however, it's not such a proof. Miyu Imisham Raya. Because if you say that land's not stolen, that then even with Yish Bailim doesn't acquire it, it's not a raya. Because you could say the truth is actually somewhere before Yish. We're just saying it cannot be stolen. But by metatlin such a situation, you would not fulfill your obligation. Because the mice is sukkah metatlin, if it was a movable sukkah, going to see Mr. Kasa Shavu Shagal Bishar says, when that applies, you took one of a sukkah that's on the top of the wire, the top of the boat. Actually, they wouldn't fulfill his obligation being Kodin Yish, being Lach Yish, but before Yish or after Yish. Even if he doesn't acquire it. Why? Shumatim in Perek, because in the Perek we exclude enough testament out from the Sib Lach Yabisukka. It says Chagisukka Tas Lach, which Lach is Lach Yitzis Exula, to you, which means say, but that excludes that if it's stolen. So, even beforehand, it would be a problem. And lefnei yish nami lechashiva kishuula, and even if it's before yish, so even though you didn't acquire it with kinyan gzeila, it's still not like as if it's borrowed by the person, because the metalhan hanigzal, because the immovable item that a stone labrishos bayon kami, they're not in the domain of the owner, because it really lost for him. So it's not like borrowed, which it's owned by the owner and just you're utilizing it right now. So it's not even the same, and therefore, yeah, even before Yish, you wouldn't be yates with it. But land, it always remains in the domain of its owner. So even if you don't have kinyan gezela, it's still considered like you borrowed from him, and that's why according to Rabban, you'd be yates. So if it's not such a raya, could be it actually is to malach me Yish. Could be maybe you would be kind of karka with gezela. Just when we say karka and gezelas, it means to say before that of Yish. Not to try to prove somewhere else. That no, Karka, like Rashi, is not even acquired even with Yish. The Stasi says, Vyesh Doctor. Well, you have to analyze Mahod Tanya Bachaska Sabah. Let me brace and Bobby last Mamgum Bay is Mokale Sabah, is Mokale Sabah, someone sells him in a house, sells him a field. So, Ain't made loyal. So the seller cannot testify for the buyer. And if someone comes to contest and says that this is stolen, the seller cannot come as testimony to validate that it wasn't stolen. But let's say machli par machli talis, let's say sold him a cow, sold him a cloak, a jacket, then he could testify for him. And the Gemara explains to him, what's the case to him? But Reuben Shugaz and Sodom Shimon, where allegedly Reuben stole a field from Shimon, and he sold it to Levi. Now, but us Yehuda become an Av. Yehuda is coming, he's contesting, he's saying, this was never Shimon's, this was always his. And what's this that that Shimon is coming to claim that Reuben stole the field from him? It wasn't even Shimon's, it was always Yehuda's. So the halacha is, delelezel Shimon v'lasudi l'Levi. So Shimon cannot go ahead and testify for Levi opposite Yehuda, because denichalei, because Shimon prefers the hadra that the land goes back to Levi, not to Yehuda, because then he could go ahead and get it back with witnesses that Reuben stole it from him, and therefore he's considered biased for his testimony. That's regarding a field or regarding a house. Of a part of talis, regarding a cow or talis loy hadra, then it's not going to go back to Shimon. Why? Because of Yishra Shin Rishus. There was Yish when Reuben had stolen it, and Shin Rishus when it went to Levi. So anyway, he's not going to go back to Shimon. So he's not biased for his testimony, but he could testify. Says to Isis Mashmeh, it seems like explicitly the Bekarakul Mahani Yish, because by land, Yish doesn't help. Because if Yish was affected by Karakadum, so then the same halacha should be when he stole the field, also then he should be able to testify because he's not going to go back to him. So obviously, because no, it's not Nigzelus, and therefore, that's why he can't testify by the Sada and the Bais. And the Chitim, if you're going to reject this Raya, according to one that said that Yish is Kainan, also by Karka, you're right, you'd be Kainan with Yish, but the reason over there that it's not acquired is because Mishin, because Abi Yish could be like Kani, is because he holds it Yish alone without Shin Rishos. It's not acquired by a gazan, and so the flaw is not in the yush. The flaw is b'shin reshus l'shech v'karka. You can't have a change of domain by land because it doesn't change possession. So which remains what it is. It's a stationary object. That's why Levi doesn't acquire it. But that's only according to the one who holds the yush is not kaina. But according to the one who holds the yush is kaina, also if you steal land, you would be kain b'yush. And that's what says no, because hotemi the yush like kani. What's the reason why yush is not claimed by a robber? Is because Mishum de Bisur Asli Adi, because it came to his hands in a prohibited fashion, where he stole it. Can the fashion be remembered? Like the more expensive about becoming the son of Rabbi Medal. Now, Bahachika Bekarka Nami, from the Shiayish, here by the land that Reuben sold to Levi, is also talking about the Kran the Shiayish that the owners already gave up hope, couldn't share the Balakith before the buyer took possession of it, can be part of a talis. Like by the cow and by the talis. Where it's also talking about that the owner had really given up, because if not, of course, the kechel never came, because there would be shin rishus and then yish, which doesn't work, as we yished in shin rishus. So since we're talking about that there was yish before he took possession, obviously it's better as liyade, then yish would be effective, even though there's no shin rishus. So therefore, places brings a raya from here that you see that when we say karka in nigzeles, it's that Yish, even Yish, is not affected by Karka. However, Tosfos says, the Yerushalmi declines to pick Shri Mashma. The Yish Yish LaKarka sounds like that actually, not like what we said up until this point, that actually there is an effectiveness of Yish for land. The part of the Gemara asks over there, Yish Karka, Nigzelis, that is it such a thing that land could be stolen to be from the one who's stealing it? So on that, I'm going to believe he says, Avapikin Yish Yish LaKarka, yeah. There is Yish Bekarka, and the one who is a mobster is stealing it, he'll acquire it with Yish. Sounds like, even though Karka is not stolen, even so, where there's Yish, then the Gazan does acquire the Karka. But since there's a Yish Lashem, but you could resolve it, that it doesn't contradict everything we said up until now. The other main Yish truthfully is that Yish is not affected by Karka. Well, the Isser did Abbanon, Mishum Klayim Ayri, we're talking about a rabbinic Isser, that case is talking about within the Yerushalmi, that the seeds that the Gazan planted should be problematic because of Klayim, so it's not for everything that Yish is affected. It's only a stringency that the Chacham made regarding the prohibited plantings But you're right, Mikra Din, it wouldn't be Asr. It's not Asr, like we learned over there in that Mishnah. It says, Anis, Shazar, Sekhetim, Yaslavanov, regarding a person, a ruffian, a person that forcibly takes someone's field. And he plants in the vineyard and he leaves. So the Lach is, Kaitra, Fafel, B'mayim. So Tais, the first quote to Rishami, then he explains it. So he could harvest it even during the Cholamayim. How much does he have to give the workers on Shlesham until a third? Yes, and then he can harvest in a normal way, and he could go even after the Yom Tov. For when is it called an anus? Mishayishka, for when it's submerged. I mean, Labbi Gemogel Yishami, it says in Yishami, Abba Bayak, Bishim Riechen, and Kine Masnitin. Went to the Kaitz, Evel Abamai, that you allow to harvest it even. One says a third for the wages, one says up until a third of its value. When it gets submerged. Let's say it got submerged who the owner is, but they didn't give a hope, biblically it's forbidden. Let's say the owners give a hope and it wasn't submerged, meaning we didn't forget who the owners are. Assuming they received from the rabbinic liberty. And Mishkarkin Exalis, and this is that line that we had taken out of the context, that's what we're explaining, is there such a thing that land is stolen? And I believe if I begin, yes, even though it's not stolen, this is the theme that Thesis is discussing. No, land is not stolen, but Abikin Yesh Yishakar can't really steal land, but there is Yesh Lakar, again, which sounds like not what Thesis said at the point. Adkan Yishami, that's until where the Yishami says. Says the Bachan Purusha, this is the interpretation of that Yishami regarding this mobster who planted in a forbidden mixtures of seeds in the vineyard, which is Klein, and then he leaves the vineyard for the owners. So that's what the halacha was saying, the mutla cuts, it's permitted for the owner to harvest it, even on Chalashamayit, although the malach asura, although work is forbidden, except for a big loss, which is the case over here. So, Seicha Pail, the highest work, is a philodech pearsim, even in a public manner, but Kaitz only harvested, who is Riyas Anus, like the Sakarim. And we're saying that although it was harvested by this Anus, it does not make the vineyard forbidden, because the Enod Mesa Debashen is light, because someone, which is this Anus, cannot make something which is not his forbidden. And so, therefore, he could harvest it and it will be permitted. And to do this work, you should give the workers up until a third of the wages. Hainu, Shemar Belhem Skechus. Meaning he increases the wages. Shlishis Mashal Yero Lot Lehem, a third more than what would be fitting to give workers. Since the mitzvah get rid of the climb, you have to give up until a third of its value more to fulfill the mitzvah. Mandam of the Dumb, according to one that says that it's not of the wages, but rather of the value. Hainu, Shneslim Shlish Abim Kuchal Kalapares. You have to give a third of the value of all the pears. That's how much more you have to give. But if the workers want to charge that much more because they don't want to do the work, so then you don't have to give them any more. And that's what the halacha was being said with the b'kutz gedarka, and then you harvest in a normal way. Meaning, that's what the word l'achar moed, and you don't even have to hire workers after the yom. Rather, you could do it then on chol shemayit. That's the Yerushalmi ask, name is a nikash man salakar. From when is it called that it's already that it's anus? That's was forcible on the vineyard. The chasuk kishalai shasbiziyasayim, that it should be considered his, that it should be forbidden with its planting. Meaning, what? How is it considered even that what the anus is doing is halachically significant? When it gets submerged, meaning that when the owner's name gets forgotten, the nikash man anus. Now it's like everyone calls it his field. And even though the owners didn't give a pope. Meaning, they didn't say, like, oh, I bought a loss of money. And not Sabi, because we hold the Miyashi still, if their name, no one remembers that it was even owned by him, we think the Miyashi that he gave a pope. But for Lami, even though they're saying they're not giving a pope. And Nasikid, it's like a guy who's screaming, oh, this can't be regarding his boat that sank in the sea. It is. And you know that it happened, and then you really gave up, even though maybe consciously not, but subconsciously you did. And therefore, mitzvah deida, I suppose, is honest. Therefore, biblically, it's going to be forbidden as klein if it's planted by the honest, who sees like the new owner. Now, but the opposite of the nesiyah shuvalei nishtak. But let's say the guy gave a pope the original owner. But no one forgot that he's the real owner. Limits him the rest. But it's not going to be forbidden. Because the karka ain't exalus. Because the land's not stolen. He's still the real owner. And you cannot make someone who's not yours forbidden. But rabbinically, it's going to be usher with the fact that he just gave up hope. So it's like as if it's not his anymore. For the halacha of klein. And that's the line that we keep on quoting the Parakhan Yishami Asviyash Karkin Exelis. Can land be stolen? Claim? In other words, less available than abundant. It should even be rabbinically forbidden. Because you're telling me that Yish is not effective, so the Karka shouldn't be considered like the Galsin, so it should be forbidden as Klein. So why is it forbidden? Shani, so Yishami answered Yish Yish, less than abundant from Klein. That yes, rabbinically, we're going to make it as Klein if the owner just gave up hope. Right? But biblically, you're right. In Yish. There's no Yish. But the Osama did Isa, and the fact is not biblically forbidden. So we see actually from here to the contrary that the Gazan actually does not acquire land with Yish. So if you look at it in context, places show it's not only not a difficulty, it actually supports the context that we're saying that biblically there is no Yish. Forget about Karka in the Exelis, but there's no Yish even to be going to Karka. Now, Amiu, however, Hechanan Shtakesh in Bailam, but where it got submerged the name of the owner. Even biblically, there's going to be Yish by Karka. That is true from the fact that it's a biblical iser, and when the owner's name gets lost, it's going to be forbidden as Klein. Now, the Eidish Lefarsh Min Yafet, this is actually another way you could explain the Yerushalmi, is as follows. When the owner's name, it's forgotten, and the owner, however, was not Meyayish, it's true Dvar Torah, when we say biblically it's going to be forbidden, it's actually not even talking about the cause of the planting of the Anas as if he acquired it. No, truth is, there's no Yish by Karaka, even B'nishtakesh in Bible. Hello, rather, it's Tomach Shahalach Le'anis. We're talking about where the Anis left. The Nishai came looking at Bible, and now the vineyard is now in front of the original owners. But they didn't uproot the climb. And Bahai Simasim now increased to 200. Ah, that's what's saying he's written about Torah. It can be biblically forbidden. That was a Bailim. Because the owners should become climb because they're maintaining the Kalayim. Did they do it? Because now it's theirs. Because they never give hope. But if they gave up hope and their name was not forgotten, then the owners weren't maintaining it because they gave up hope. So that's what's saying that the Kerem is only going to be forbidden with the Rabbanon, rabbinically because of what was planted by the Anas. Based on this, again, there's no proof in the Yishami that when Nishtagesh in Bailam that the Gazan is kind with Yish, because it's not even talking about him, it's actually talking about the original owners. But so you speak a picture to it, Lashon Devar, there's a lot of questions according to this interpretation. But you should make a Devar, the first interpretation, the primary, that at least when the owner's name is forgotten, then the Anas is going to be kinder with Yish. Now, Tesis attempts to prove in the Yishami in Arla that the Gazan would be kinder character with Yish. Second is Arla, different source. Perikama, in the first Perik, Tan Bisham, Lim, Nisham, Bishim, Bishim, and Lassim. And Taylor Abim, someone's planting for the public, Chayiv is Chayiv for the Alachas of Arla, which been a take potential, which one of these planting even in his own property. She said, but if he plants in the public domain, then Pater is going to be exempt from the laws of Arla. Shalom explains over there, this is saying that if he plants in Shazam is going to be Pater, it means because of the Karka, because he stole land from the public and he planted over there. That Yerushalmi asked for Karka and Exalus, is this such a thing that land can be stolen? So that says the Yerushalmi, I'm going to put Karka and Exalus, although you're right, land cannot be stolen, so to speak, but yes, here's the Karka, they're still giving up hope of the land. Again, it sounds like the Yerushalmi that Yish is cutting by Karka, not like Tezad Ribbon up until this point. Tezad understands that this is what the Gemara is saying regarding stealing land, going on the case of the Shusram is going to be Potter. So it's Bakul, but it's a Timur. Now, the truth is, the whole Yerushalmi is really a wonder. Because the Masneen, the Hasim Gedani, the Mishnah, where it teaches the Gazan should not the Chayiv. If the Gazan, if the robber plants, he's going to be Chayiv. Why didn't Yerushalmi ask them the Mishnah? Wouldn't he have Karka and Exelis? Like the question was regarding when he plants for the Rab. So moreover, my kaparach abraisa, what's the question on the braisa of Yish Karkin Exalus? Can land be stolen? And why you part of Yish Ram? And the Yishami answers that, there's Yish for the Karkin of his butter, the Masman sounds like Yishami Exalus for Yish Yish, because they can be stolen. And there's Yish, that's why you part of Yish, that's why he's exempt from Arla. So it says other to the contrary. Because Zev, this idea that Karkin can be stolen is Yish, Yish for the Chai for the Tail of Techelai. He should be obligated when he plants in his own property, just when he plants for his own stuff, he's Chai. So when he plants on the Ram, he should be Chai. If they gave up hope, because it's considered like planting his own. But moreover, that Medami, the Yishami compares in the Tevar Shazram, planting in the public domain, the Gezel Karka, the nut, so stealing land and planting over there. Behind him, that is obviously below Yish, without giving up hope. To the Shazram, similar to the public domain, they ain't tried by Yish, you can't have Yish, because who's in the Yish, it's owned by the Pope. Now, But the misakni, but if you want to answer and explain that there's to fix the braiso and say that when you steal land or shetram, you're going to be chayit. Based on that, actually, all the questions would be resolved except for the last question. It's really going to be miyayish by Rosh Hashanah. But since the error that was written in the Braisa, that when you steal land or shetram, you're going to be potter, so it comes out that yesh yish, if there's yish by karka, that tzarch l'okma, you have to explain that talking about Krishna Shtakrishim Abailam, where the owner's name was lost, and then it's going to be yish, even the Raisa, and even as a kula. Because once we're talking about that Nishtakrishim Abailam, so Nishusram is similar to his own, where it's possible to have yish in the way of Nishtakru Habailam. Because again, if this is not a mistake, it's rather the appropriate text, then you answer all the questions. But we see from the Yerushalmi, when there's yish, the Gazan is part of Arla, there's a yish, even as a leniency, which again, that takes question of place back, that you have to say, that's talking about Shtakrishim Abailam, and that's what I said before, that okay, then yish is going to be effective, even a kula. And the next text has to begin with the words the Gemara Kigazu Avankir Nami. So also when the peddlers, when they cut the hadasim, have a yish bailam yidai to do. So okay, let there be yish bailam when they have it. The text comes to ask that how could the Avankir be kind of a yish? In time it says, take a look, we're going to say ahu yish lemidasu. Even if we're going to say that it only gives up hope, but that's without his awareness. The one who was stolen from doesn't know anything about the avankri that bought it, when he's going to cut it. He only knows when the land was stolen from him. So he doesn't know that it's being stolen to give up hope. Because karka itself is not an exile. It's only when it was cut off. The kaimelim b'reshim mitziyas, and the gemara tells him, but mitziyam b'yish lemid as, not a yish. If you would give up hope, but you just don't know about it, so it's not considered giving up hope. So here, there's no chalois of gezel until now, and he doesn't know about it to give up hope. So how could that be considered yish? It'd be dai to do. This is for someone you can say is the limit yish lemidas. No, that's not considered yish without awareness. That's only if someone got the stolen item before the lost one, before the owners know about it. So then it's considered yish lemidas. Here they knew about that their land was stolen. Then you said because they actually gave up a long time ago. And the ain yish le karaka. It's just I was saying that the yish is not effective for karaka. So right, technically it's happening right now, but the yish, that's not considered yish lemidas. And therefore, it is going to be yish in the domain of the avankri. Kinnik says, "Master, begin with the gemara. Shinach is the biyasi. When you have a shinui, that a deviation that will go right back. Loish meshinah is not considered as a shinui. Just going to explain that regarding a kinder abanon that's not effective for biblical law, and also is going to explain that shinah meisa that didn't change anything is not really effective." Taisa says, "Avagav, and even though that also by the shina chayz labriyasa, the kani midrabanan, it is rabbinically effective as a kinyan. This bresha goes on kamal, like Gemara brings above a kamal outside gimel beis, but goes late to mishupin. If someone steals wood that was chiseled, kagoyin nisavim, like let's say boards, lost in kalim, and he makes." Vessels out of them where he acquires it by a change that he had made, even though it could be undone. So you see that Shinach HaZabiyasi does acquire. So it's nice, yeah, given the Midarayislakon, but said biblically one would not acquire. So I never call that ever one would not fulfill his obligation to be here because biblically it's not considered as his. Tosis points out that this is what we're saying that it acquires rabbinically, but therefore you cannot fulfill your obligation. But me, my he savsa, mashma, but Lamaisa, when the Gemara later on, the Flamenal, regarding that elderly woman that they had stolen her wood to make the sukkah, sounds like every sukkah than offering, that actually by the sukkah one would fulfill their obligation. Even though over there the acquisition they have is only rabbinically because of the Kanda de Rabbanon of a beam that people won't do tshuva, so why is that any different? My Shina Chayz Labriyasa, we're going to tell them. So it says, El Yeshal Tarat, rather one has to answer that Hasim Shem de Kanda is a shava. That's different. It was rabbinic injunction because we want people to do tshuva, but still the rabbis made it that it should be fully that person's, and therefore it's going to be his wood even biblically to be used in mitzvah sukkah. The Chabad Gudis Lulav Ba'alma, here we're talking about where the person all he did was he tied his lulav with this, how he was binding it together. So leishayach tekanes hashavim. So you can't apply the rabbinic injunction of, oh, we'll consider it yours to do repentance, the nikel hatar gudik, because it's very easy to undo the bundle. So the chachamim weren't mesak in that, and therefore, the only thing is regarding shina chayzer, and that's rabbinically, and that will not work for the biblical law. Now, Masha Nitz is in the Mechubar, and this that the Hadas was detached from where it's attached, that's not considered a Shina Maisa, which obviously is not Chayz Lebi Yossi, because it's not, you can't make it back growing anymore. Because it didn't change its name with that cutting. Because the Mikara Asa, Bahash Asa, before it was called the Asa, now it's called the Asa. If the Asa Kibresha Gezi Kamlik, we find the beginning of Gezi Kamlik, but become the Tzadik Vav Medal. Hi, because the Gezi Kamlik, Bakatle, if someone goes and steals a palm tree from his friend and he chops it down. Avagav the Shadla Ardi Day, although he brings it to his own field, Loi Kamli is not acquired. Might have much reason, because the Mikara Dikla Mukri, Mikri Bahash Tama Dikla Mukri, before it was called a palm tree, now it's also called a palm tree. Avagav the Pasla Yuzo, although lost its vitality, because obviously got detached from the ground. Again, so we see that that cutting is not considered as a valid shinoi, because it didn't change its title, which Atayis points out, interestingly, that gara is actually more inferior to mekachasha, from weakening something lahadr, which doesn't go back, or a behemoth, a skin, or an animal that became elderly, or the chasha shinoi, those are considered shinois, because that doesn't go back. Avgav l'nishtan ishmam, although its name didn't change, misham kshas ekseila, and he pays at the time when it was stolen, because he acquired it then, he ate the sheep and took the wood that he chiseled away, avon v'sisan, or the stone that he chiseled, temev alibnan, or wool that he whitened, but goes to come over there, and that's tzadikim obeys, that they requires, even over here that we're saying that this is not really considered any change at all, even though it's detached from its vitality, from the ground, and that's why he wasn't going to acquire with them. Next day's mass, the beginning of the Gemara, but he knew b'shin Hashem. He should have acquired it with the fact that it changed its name. Just going to explain that when is it specifically that you change a name, it goes back, not going to acquire. And also, regarding Shina Maisa Chayzer, without Yish, that rabbinically you're going to be kind. So he's asking the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, let me acquire with Shina Hashem. So he says, it's a wonder. I mean, but we say the Shina Maisa Chayzer will be awesome. We said regarding the previous Gemara. In the previous taste is the masl, that when you have a change in action in the object itself, but if it could be brought back to its original state, lish mission, it's not considered as a change to be kind. So perhaps machine is the truth is the same thing regarding change of name. That means I'm like the Muslim, but becoming that supple zayin and alpha be modish by a beam. The shinach is the biyasai, that if you have a change that goes back to its original state, b'shin Hashem, even by the change of name, lish mission is not considered a shin. It's here also, it's the same thing that. Although it changes his name, from Asa to Hadis, it's going to go right back when you undo it, just like we said regarding Shina Maisa. That's the same thing you could say is the Parach HaChalib of Yisim. The question in the Gemara here is according to Rav Yisim. And Asa Chasim, Shina Achron, he gives a different answer for the Gemara over there, and he actually holds Shina Shema Chazav Yasa is going to be a Shina. Although I guess another person says you could say is, Shina Hashem, like Shina Maisa Vadeh, when you have just a change of name without a change of action with it, then you're right, like Kana B'chazav Yasa. Then, like we said in the Gemara in Baba Kama, you're not going to acquire if it goes back to its original state. Kamei Mogash, like a bee. Kamei Shuvana B'biha, just like he built it in the mansion. Like Chashu Shin Maisa, it's not considered a change of action. And therefore, Mitzad that itself, we'd have to give it back. So, to regard Shin Hashem. Avalacha, the Ogdeh, where you tie it together. Rechashu Shin Maisa, but how do you Shin Hashem? You don't have just only Shin Hashem, you have a Shin Maisa with it. And if have a kani, they're going to acquire Avgav Dahad L'Milsi. So you're right, although it's Chayz L'Biyasa, but the fact that you have a Shina Maisa with Shina Hashem is enough to acquire. And this as what we said before, that Shina Hashem without Shina Maisa, however, you would not be kind of when it's Chayz L'Biyasa. So this what we're going to say is, this has to take a look, it says, but what's with the hustle? If someone steals a piece of leather, and he thinks that he wants to use it as a tablecloth to eat on it, so the Gemara there, Baba Kama Zavrom Abayz, brings a Kibin Dalas B'Kitzua, since he didn't do any action to it, it's just the thought he had that he wants to use as a tablecloth. Him came, if so, Shina Hashem Didei, so that change of name, which is from a piece of leather to a tablecloth, is Chazal Biyasu. It could go back to its original state. So, but my comment. So, then why are you acquiring without Shina Maisa? As Taisa said, Shina Hashem Chazal Biyasu is not kind. And that's what I said, Yishim Tigzei is the awesome over there, it could use by the Shina Hashem. So, Shina Hashem Yerusa Ev, the one is giving a pope.
Yish Rishon Hashem, even though Shin Shemach Adliyas, you can be kind. And that is proved that obviously Shemach did that this Yish. Because they have like a Yish, because if there would be no Yish, Yimach Shabbat Metamasai, Machshava of the Gazan to make it, we would not make it Tama. Kiritani, like we learned in the Mishnah, that the hides of the Gazan or Gan, the Machshava is not Metamah with each other, and they say, Shabbat, we don't give up hope. And obviously we're talking about that there is Yish by them, because that's what we're saying over there, that's going to have a Tama of a tablecloth. Additionally, Tessa adds on to say that now that we see that Shina Hashem Achaz B'Yasa is kind of with Yish, so it comes out, the other Shina Hashem Achazer is better Shina Hashem that goes back than Shina Maisa, because the Kanim Yish requires with Yish, could Ashkad Gabutza, like we just pointed out by the tablecloth, that requires with Shina Hashem with Yish, whereas Mishina Maisa is better than Shina Maisa Achaz B'Yasa, that's a Lim Yish Lekanim, and with Yish it doesn't require. It's Tessa, like a Maskin Hach, like we include over here, that he's not going to be requiring with this that he bundles it together because it doesn't be us, even though, as we previously pointed out, that there's already Yish with that. Now, since we've asked now that you're saying that Utzpah is considered Shin Hashem Chaz B'Yas and it doesn't require without Yish, Nicho B'Kamrina and Hasim, so it actually makes sense what the Gemara says over there, Abyss from Baba Kamon. Shin Hashem Yishin Ma'isa Dami, that the change of name is like a change of action, which the question is, Hecha Dami Lahadadi, how are you comparing the two of them? But Vali Shin Ma'isa Luchadeba Yish Kani. Shin Ma'isa itself, without Yish, it's kind of, can the Muslim become a different Merub, like we find many places in Merub, there's a Mamadal, but there's a Kama, there in the Bab Kama, that's something on base, where a person could acquire with just a Shina Maisa. The Ilu, Shina Hashem, the change of name, like Kanil Bani Yish, only acquires with Yish, the Muslim, Chahidut, so like we see from that, like the Gemara over there regarding the piece of leather for the tablecloth, where we said, of course, the owner wasn't Miyayish, obviously that you need Yish with the Shina. The reason why Utzva needs Yish from the Utzva because of Yasin, because there goes back to its original state, and therefore you need Yish. But where Shin Hashem is not going to go back, you're right, you would acquire by itself. So Tyson proves that Shin Hashem acquires by itself, as we find that he, the gun, the island, someone steals a lamb and it becomes a ram. Egomenas, a shark, kefir, becomes an ox. The Gemara they're asking about some Mechemed Aleph, like Yom B'Shin Hashem, so you require with Shin Hashem because it was a plan out to aisle. And different beliefs, Chayv Arba Chamisha, different, someone let's say stole or, and if he sold or slaughtered, which you Chayv 4 or 5 times the amount, you shouldn't be Chayv because it's yours. Mashani, the Gemara answers over there, Shur Ben Yimikar Yishar. An ox that even the day old already called an ox. Aisle Ben Yimikar, Aisle a ram, even though we could also call it lamb, it's already great to call a ram from day one. So it didn't really have a Shin Hashem. Mashmas Salif Dilavach, if not for that answer, that Khan Vishin Hashem, look at that, you would acquire, which is Vishin Hashem itself. Again, even if there's no Yeshua, then therefore that's why the Gemara does compare Shin Maisa to Shin Hashem, because it is the same thing. So now the Tesis concludes and says, Bahash Yesh Kamadin Madaba. So it comes out, in our whole discussion, there's many different halachas, many different categories in this halacha. First of all, the Shin Maisa Shin Hashem, if you have something that's changing in action, changing in the object as an action, that cannot be undone, which is just proved, so to Hashem, that cannot be undone. Biblically, that's a kinyan even without Yish. Now, what's with a change of action that could be undone? So, kinyan below Yish with the Rabban. As we pointed out in the beginning of Tesis, in the previous Devar Masla, that even without Yish, it's going to be kinyan rabbinically. Like it sounds from the Gemara Baba Kama, that's like down on base. Now, but time, what's the reason? Because we want people to be able to do tshuva, and therefore we don't make him give it back. Shin Hashem the hadil lemilsei b'lo yish, regarding a change of title that could be undone without yish, that's the equivalent. So here actually lekan neklal, here he's not going to acquire at all. Chutzim lein marsh, except for when you have like a beam that you build in the mansion, where that Shin Hashem would be. You could undo it, but still you can acquire it, even though there's no Shina Maisa. Again, because of the institution of to have people do tshuva, which the truth of Chol B'Nikakur creates by it's anything that's built on the ground or anything similar like that, which is a big tircha, can look at that he sounds like it's obvious from the sugya regarding that elderly woman in the Flaman Alva Manal, the Tzavcha, that she was screaming, that Alma, obviously she didn't give up hope, and still Bamar of Nachman, and the Maitzim showing against the value of the wood, where even though it's built in the sukkah, it's you can have this takanas march. Then Taz concludes his term begin to say, but the Gemara asks over here, the Kinyan B'Shin Hashem, they should acquire the Hadassim B'Shin Hashem. But Tikshu Le Yamasin the Lulva Gazan, why didn't you ask this question already on the opening Mishnah on Lulva Gazan of Chok Tesma Beis? They would say it's possible, but why? You should acquire B'Shin Hashem.
And that's the situation that we can say is Masnin the Kalogmi. Our Mishnah we could have explained, but Shagaz al Gudi, right? You stole a binded lula. The less by Lashin Hashem, Lashin Mais, you don't have an issue, Lashin Mais, you stole it as it is. And if it wouldn't have been a question on our Mishnah, they were only asked it over here and not on our Mishnah.